a multi-award winning short film to an honorable mention at the Oscars and over 20 years of experience in the industry, Ulysses Oliver makes his feature directorial debut with Love Road that will be screening as part of the 2023 Sydney Film Festival. An intense relationship drama jumping across three time periods, detailing the highs and lows of a tempestuous relationship. Ulysses Oliver, thank you so much and welcome to the For Your Reference podcast.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.
Well, first of all, congratulations on your directorial debut. You do have experience in the industry, so I would love to know, you know, hear a bit about the process leading up to and finalizing this glorious film.
Yeah, I both have come from a producing background, primarily. Went to film school, about 20 or so years ago now, and came at Love Road with a desire to make a feature film. I suppose coming from a perspective of, you know, for me as a filmmaker, I'm not just a writer, a creative person. I'm also interested in the process and what it takes to get a feature film made. And so this felt like it was a marriage of a bunch of ideas that had been going around in my head around relationships, maybe some things I was processing around, you know, parents coming to the end of their life and dealing with that, but also a vehicle that was possible to keep quite contained within primarily it was a 2-week time span that we shot the film in, and this felt like it was achievable. So that's kind of been my journey a bit as a filmmaker, as a producer, as a director, is trying to work out how to make initially long form and music videos and you know, working in the corporate world, but also long form content now that's achievable at on a shoestring, a fraction of the price of what the conventional route is, I suppose. And it's so this was a bit of an experiment in a way to see what was achievable for very little, and it's kind of has springboarded a bunch of other productions that we're rolling out at the moment consecutively.
Yeah, and I'd love to talk a little bit about Breathless Films maybe a little bit later.
Yeah.
But you did touch on the fact that it was filmed in 2 weeks. And, you know, even to my amateur film sort of view, I know that's not a lot of time. and I think it was also shot around the time of the bushfires as well.
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah, 2 weeks. We went on, it's a nonlinear film, so there's kind of three different time spans that we cover. And so we had, I think, 4 days for each time span. We kind of literally did a loop that went up through the kind of northern part of the Blue Mountain, the Windsor and the kind of northwest parts of Sydney. Did a crazy all-in. There was a crew of only, there were like two vehicles, so it was whoever could fit in two vehicles, cast and crew included, and kind of did these road trips. So it was, you know, it was kind of inspired by maybe some films of the 70s, like Wim Wenders, or these kind of road trip, we'll shoot what we can find along the way, kind of while having a script to work off at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely. The tone had a wistful sort of melancholy to it. Even while watching it, I was wondering, was that intentional or did it start to morph and shape as you started writing?
Yeah, well, I think we're dealing with, some fairly complex issues, themes. I think... Yeah, the choice pretty early on for me was to have our main character kind of looking back on, I guess, a tempestuous relationship, and that it was kind of like the way we process memories.
Yeah.
And so,
does that mean you're choosing sides between Jazz and Daniel potentially?
I don't know. Yeah, it was always meant. It was meant to be 50-50, but I think maybe the film leans. I'll let the audience choose which way they lean. But yeah, I suppose I did lean towards her perspective in the end, and that's kind of that was more maybe an editing choice of where the direction it went in, yeah, rather than an intention when I was writing it. Yeah, I think tried to weave in, you know, the more you know, the younger more playful sides of love, but mm-hmm. then obviously there's, you know, she's looking back on some fairly heavy going, very dysfunctional parts of the relationship and some heavy stuff that happens to them.
Yeah.
So which probably trumps the you know, the good stuff. And so it does maybe ends up being more melancholy, but yeah. And maybe she's in a melancholy place when we kind of find her in that third time period as well, that she has to find her way out of. So probably leans towards that as well.
Well, I guess that's one of the themes that I wanted to talk about with you was the relationship dynamics, you know, in that balance of wanting to give it more fire because they were very fiery together, or when to draw back and be a bit more somber. How was that sort of balance?
Yeah, I think the first edit I found was it was too yeah, that there was too much of them just fighting all the time, and yes, I wanted them to be kind of stuck in a loop of, because I do think this is what happens in relationships.
You kind of just
get stuck in this dysfunctional cycle all the time, and that which you don't know how to get out of, you know, and you can't help yourself, and but you know, also wanted the audience to, you know, root for them to at the same time. And yeah, the first edit was, oh, you know, we've given up on this couple right from the get go, and there's no way, you know, get it. Why are you guys wasting your time?
Mm-hmm.
So I did, you know, but fortunately, it was always a non-linear story by design and scripted that way, and but we did have, I guess, the luxury almost, for better or for worse, of trying to shift a few things around to such that the trajectory was a little bit more gradual at parts, and leaning in on the, you know, some of the more whimsical or lighthearted playfulness, and much as it always kind of ends, seems to go in the wrong direction for them. Yeah, and the heavier stuff kind of pushed later into the film. And maybe we tease at some of the heavier stuff at the beginning rather than giving too much away. But hopefully that was successful.
It's a tonal sort of dance that's always very interesting, you know, because there's, you know, the dynamics of a couple, which I guess you could agree or disagree that it works or it doesn't work. And then it's just like personalities, because Daniel would very much be someone that would say something, whether he means it or not, but he knows it's going to hurt. And I'm like, oh, you know what you're doing, you know? And I think that's the beauty of Love Road, because that's life, you know?
Yeah.
That's the interconnectedness or the disconnect, I guess, that we have in life as well. And I guess that's also a great way to draw to the sprawling sort of landscape and the shots and, you know, the time and attention that was taken. You know, we talked about yelling couples and that sort of thing. There's probably nothing better than being isolated, you know, away from the city, so you can literally just have like a mental checkout.
Yeah, I think that was the idea, right? It's like, I mean, why are we just looking at them and over this same terrain that they take, you know, rather, obviously there's the rest of their life in between that happens, but it was interesting to kind of cut out the rest of that life and really focus in on, like you say, it's when you're alone in a car and you don't have the distractions of everyday life, you know, it might be a road trip or you go traveling together or whatever it might be, that forces you to look at your relationship. And also, you know, maybe something about revisiting these same places, obviously, which was triggering other memories that they had and forcing them to revisit those parts of their relationship such that they could look at themselves in terms of how they've, how their relationships changed, how they've, yeah, how they've grown over, you know, I don't really label it, but I imagine it's kind of like a 2 year gap between the different one and a half, 2 year gap between the different timelines. So that was that. I mean, and then I mean, just talking to them, maybe the why do it in a non-linear fashion as well was that I wanted that kind of, you know, it's a fragmented relationship. I wanted to tell it in a kind of a fragmented way to put the audience, maybe a bit like Guy Pearce's character in Memento, where you're, you know, you're playing catch up, and so you get into the mindset of somebody with amnesia. Here, you're, you know, you're going in on these fragmented memories, and that puts you into the mindset of these two characters that are trying to get their head around what's gone wrong. Yeah,
I understand that. Because you're in the moment, but even then you can be drawn back to memories and moments, or, you know, maybe you haven't healed from or you haven't addressed moments as a couple. So you're always going to go back to the past and flip forward and flip back. And another one of the relationship dynamics that I wanted to quickly touch on was grief, which is what you talked about a little bit early.
Yeah.
I do love an Insula story that surrounds grief. I love being able to explore the human experience, and I think there's nothing more real than loving and letting go. And you know, it is unfortunate and it is sad, but I love the way that, you know, Love Road explored that through Jazz's mum.
Unfortunately,
if that's not a spoiler, sorry.
It's fine. I think it's hopefully happens in the first act there that you get that the mother's passed away. I think, like, I would personally, that's something I was going through was having both my parents passed away in a fairly short period of time. Thank you. I suppose I do lean towards Jazz's perspective, maybe because of that. Jazz, I think I made Jazz probably a female to give myself a degree of separation there. And okay, it's not me, you know. I wanted to, you know, I guess ultimately it's she finds, you know, hopefully I do feel this way about both my parents, that in a way I appreciate them more now than when, particularly later in life as you become an adult and you have a family or whatever, your parents become just a bit of an annoyance. And I would constantly fight with both of my parents. Mm-hmm. And after they passed, it was just, wow, you know, why couldn't we get it together to have a more healthy relationship? And then maybe that I appreciate and love them more now than when they were here, which is, you know, a sad irony, and obviously with a bit of a spoiler maybe, but a theme of the story.
I think that's absolutely, even if it is through fighting, even if there isn't an understanding, any sort of time with family, understanding the sort of dynamics is also something that's really special. So I personally believe art is a way to channel emotion and channel change. So I'm glad that you had this outlet, and we also have the outlet to express through Love Road. I do have a final question, but is there anything before that final question that you want to say about Breathless Films? It was really great researching on the website, talking about the vision and the goal. So I'd like to hear a little bit about that, if that's okay.
Yeah, of course. It's really exciting. We've got Love Road. We also have Bird Eater by Jack Clark and Jim Weir, and we have Tennessee by Amin Palangi coming up at Sydney Film Festival.
Yeah, chatting to you later today.
Fantastic. So go and check those films out as well. We had a Craig Borum film, Lonesome, and Molly Haddon film, The Longest Weekend, released last year. So, we've made five films in a few years, and it has been, you know, a mammoth effort by a lot of people. But trying to make films, I guess, outside of the conventional system, which has meant a lot of challenges, you know, a lot of limitations. But we think that's really healthy for filmmakers to be thinking about how you can do films that, you know, particularly if you're maybe your first feature, or you know, or even if you've just, you know, I don't believe in waiting around and making a film once every 5 years as a filmmaker. It's just, I think that's madness, and it tends to be what happens in Australia. So I think that thinking, rather than thinking of like the blue sky vision of what you want to make, putting your producer's hat on and thinking about what's achievable with the resources that you have at your disposal, and developing creative teams around you that shares that same vision. So that, I guess, that's what we've been trying to do, and encourage that type of filmmaking, and having some, you know, maybe some good festival success. We're trying to work out how to make it financially viable as well, to create a kind of cycle of an ecosystem, if you like, of independent film in Australia. That's the short of it.
We're getting into the Breathless Pantry. We're grabbing the ingredients and we're seeing what we can make. I love it. It's great.
That's it. But it's not just Breathless. Like, all of these productions have the filmmakers bought their own creatives and crew and actors and funds in some cases into each of the films as well. And so it wouldn't happen without all of that. So it's been a kind of a marriage of convenience and inspiration and creativity on all the productions, which I think is what you have to do to get it done.
A communal pantry, even better.
That's it.
So we usually finish our reviews with a recommendation. So what would you add with Love Road as a double feature?
Oh, jeez. I'm going to be biased and say go and see Tennessine. For lack of I need to see all the other films in the festival first. But yes, Love Road and Tennessine, both stories of, I suppose, love. I don't want to give away too many spoilers, but those stories of love challenges, let's put it that way. you'll talk to Armin, but very, very different, very different story, very different perspective, very different characters. But it's interesting maybe that Love Road is more told from a perspective of I guess jazz and Daniel are more characters maybe that we've grown up with in Australia anyway. And then in Tennessine, the story of immigrants coming to Australia and the struggles with that a relationship faces with that.
Well, as it so happened, I happened to double feature Love Road and Tennessee. I already done my homework. Catch up, friends and lovers. Thank you so much, Ulysses. I really appreciated the time. Thank you so much.
Pleasure. Absolute pleasure. Thank you so much.